This is Jack Spear in Washington. The jump in the unemployment rate announced last Friday has politicians on both sides of the aisle scrambling to do something about the economy. Peter Marici is with the Economic Strategy Institute, a Washington research group.
After seeing that unemployment had risen to 4.9%, Democrats are talking about tax cuts. They're talking about accelerating the tax cut that's already in place. They're talking about a reduction in the payroll taxes. They're talking about perhaps another round of checks. So I think that we're moving towards consensus. If the third quarter data indicates the U.S. economy has contracted, there'll be considerable pressure on both sides to reach a deal.
However, there won't be any additional spending or tax-cutting measures if Republicans and Democrats don't come to an agreement on dipping into the Social Security surplus. If they agree, they could move up the timing of the tax cuts that have already been put in place. They could also do a variety of other things. Jim Glassman is chief economist with J.P. Morgan & Company. He says whatever Washington does on the fiscal or tax front, it will probably come too late to do much to help the economy.
I think the problem with the fiscal option, as opposed to relying on the Fed to cut rates further, the fiscal option, we're getting into a more difficult debate. It's going to be harder to get both sides to agree to some kind of fiscal stimulus, and it might take months to get something together. And the problem is, by the time Congress gets something together, it just may not be necessary anymore.
Glassman argues we may have to just let the Federal Reserve continue trying to engineer an economic turnaround by cutting the short-term interest rates it controls. But there are signs that what has worked in the past isn't working this time. The Fed has cut interest rates 7 times since the start of the year, and the economy doesn't seem to be responding. Nancy Kimmelman is chief economist with SEI Investments. She says that's because the current difficulties with the economy aren't the result of anything that government did.
The slowdown in the economy really was not caused by the federal government. Congress didn't do anything wrong. The Fed didn't do anything wrong. The slowdown in the economy is a result of the tech bubble bursting. Congress doesn't have the ability to repair investors' balance sheets at this point. Their trying isn't going to make a big difference.
But there is still a growing move for Washington to do something to prevent the economy from entering a recession, defined traditionally as back-to-back quarters of negative growth. Second quarter GDP grew at a scant 0.2%. That's compared with a growth rate in excess of 5% for the same quarter a year ago. Kimmelman says if Washington wants to stimulate the economy, it's going about it the wrong way. She says to be effective, tax cuts need to be permanent.
If we want to have an impact on the economy, it cannot be a temporary measure. It has to be a change that is deemed permanent by American households and American business if it's to have any hope at all of affecting the economy. One of the most interesting aspects of the rebate checks that we've all been getting in the mail lately is that those rebate checks have been put into our savings accounts. They really haven't been spent. That's one of the reasons why the economy has failed to turn around as of yet.
Roughly half of all American households have already received their rebate checks. As to where the economy is headed, that seems to be increasingly difficult to predict. Many think the third quarter, which officially comes to an end this month, will be very weak, perhaps showing no growth at all. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.